Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In-person early voting is underway for the general election. Sedgwick County Election Office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says they had no major issues on the first day.
Been kind of slow. We've had about 35 people come through so far this morning. It'll pick up the closer we get to the election, but everything's running really smoothly.
Looking ahead, the day before the election, November 3rd, the election is November 3rd, the office will be open for voting from 8 until noon. 14 satellite locations will be open beginning October 30th. Then on Election Day itself, November 4th, polling sites will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, if you wish to vote by mail, you have until October 28th to submit a mail-in ballot application.
It was on this date 107 years ago, 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record on a manual typewriter. 170 words per minute.
Oh, she was clicking away.
What is that, about a page, Ted?
On that Western...
Hey, by the way, no errors. No errors.
She's a whiz kid.
I don't think I could ever match that.
That's not easy to do.
170 words. I wondered if you had this piece of music over there, Jed. The typewriter song.
Typewriter song from Leroy Anderson. Classic.
Who did this? Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis did a bit with this in one of his movies.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Maybe, I think, one of the funniest things he ever did. Yeah.
Visitors to a California beach are warning of an aggressive otter with a habit of stealing surfboards.
Uh-oh. Wow.
This isn't the first time. Isabella Ordunia said she was surfing Wednesday evening at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz when a sea otter bit her foot and climbed atop her surfboard.
Oh, no. What is going on?
Quote, I'd call it an exploratory nip. Ordunia said, told the New York Times, it didn't puncture any skin or anything. Said the otter remained on her board for about 20 minutes before being driven away with help from other beachgoers. The otter was wearing surfing baggings.
Those otters are bigger than you think they are.
Well, apparently, if he can ride a surfboard. What is this otter riding a surfboard? Okay.
Thought he otter go surfing.
Wow. Steve, at the end of the morning, things like that happen in California all the time. Steve, at the end of the morning here on KNSS, coming up on 6:38 on this Tuesday morning, let's take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Tom, the price of gold took a big jump the other day. Where is it now? You gave a quote a minute ago. Has it backed off that upward trend, or is it still going up?
No, it's... trading this morning, $84 lower at $4,276. Mm. Now, it has went up again yesterday, making a new all-time record high. And overnight, it came very close to the all-time record high before coming to the downside.
Okay. Ted, it's time to turn in our silver dollars, I guess. No, gold dollars. I don't have a gold dollar.
Yeah, and the silver's taking a big hit today, too. It's down over $2.17 right now.
Where do you have all your money, in silver and gold?
Oh, we have it in all kinds of things. Even got some of it in dirt.
There you go.
Think about that one, Steve.
Well, there's oil underneath dirt sometimes.
Yeah, and there's farmland and dirt, too.
That's true. 8:16 now, Stephen.
Plenty of parking.
Yes, that's true.
That you have to pay for.
8:16, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Sir, take it away.
All right, we'll do a little football. We do have the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Weekly show for the Kansas City Chiefs, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. A lot of good things to talk about on the Kingdom Show tonight. The Chiefs have won 4 of their last 5, coming off that massive 31-0 win over the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. And getting ready for a Monday Night Football matchup that will finish off a 3-game homestand at Arrowhead against the Washington Commanders coming up on Monday night. So a lot of things to talk about tonight on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock tonight. That's over on KFH. We'll take a look at Major League Baseball. We are all set for the World Series. Last night was Game 7 for the American League pennant.
For the first time since 1993, the Toronto Blue Jays will play in the World Series. Toronto beat Seattle 4-3 in Game 7 of the ALCS and advanced to face the defending champion Dodgers. George Springer played the hero for the Blue Jays, erasing a 2-run deficit with a 3-run blast in the 7th inning that sent the Toronto crowd into a frenzy. That was courtesy of Fox, as Springer's shot to left was the first go-ahead home run in Game 7 history when a team trailed by multiple runs in the 7th inning or later. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
There's your World Series. No Seattle. Mariners have never been in the World Series. So Blue Jays, Dodgers in this year's World Series for Major League Baseball. Let's take a look at the NBA, which is starting tonight. Former KU basketball star Christian Brown is 24 years old. He plays for the Denver Nuggets, and he has kind of led a charmed life. Of course, at KU, he played on the national championship team in 2022. He got a college ring. And then he was drafted number 21 overall by the Denver Nuggets. In his rookie year, the Nuggets won the NBA championship. So he's got a college national championship, an NBA ring in back-to-back years. Last year, had a pretty good season in the NBA. 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. Shot 40% from three-point range. Only 5 NBA players last year averaged 15 points and 5 rebounds a game and shot at least 58% from the field. 4 of them were centers, and the other one was Christian Brown. He has now signed a 5-year, $125 million contract extension. It will keep him with the Nuggets throughout his 20s.
How about that?
Yeah. So how about Christian Brown? College ring, NBA ring, 5-year contract extension for $125 million. And that's pretty good stuff there for Christian Brown at the age of 24. That's all that happened in him and his career so far. Good stuff. All right, let's take a look at 25 years ago on this day, college football, K-State, ranked number 10 in the nation, beat Texas Tech homecoming, 28-23 in Manhattan. K-State's off to a 7-0 start that season. That was 25 years ago. 20 years ago, a big crowd, a record crowd of more than 2,900 fans were at Coke Arena. Saw 25th-ranked Wichita State sweep Missouri State as the Shockers won their 17th in a row. Corey Meyer led the Shockers with 16 digs and 10 kills. That's the Shocker volleyball team. Was nationally ranked and beaten teams every time out. That was 20 years ago on this day. All right, Steve, we're going to go back 50 years ago on this night. Many consider it the greatest baseball game ever played. Game 6 of the World Series in Fenway Park. The Boston Red Sox taking on the Cincinnati Reds. The Red Sox had to win that Game 6 to keep their season alive. And, of course, at that point, the curse of the Bambino was still going on, as the Red Sox had not won the World Series since 1918. Would they be able to keep things going? Well, the game ended well after midnight in Boston. Bernie Carbo hit a 3-run game-tying home run in the bottom of the 8th to send it into extra innings. And it was Carlton Fisk at the plate in the bottom of the 11th inning, 50 years ago on this night.
And Fisk will lead it off, has a single and has walked twice. And the wind blowing out. There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run. We will have a seventh game in this 1975 World Series. A lot of body English for Carlton Fisk. Watch it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
How many steps does he take? One? He waits to see it? Get over! He knew it. There it is.
Most famous memories on television in baseball history.
Yep.
Of course, the Red Sox did not win that World Series. Cincinnati won Game 7 the next night and won that World Series. It would be another almost 30 years before the Red Sox would finally break the curse of the Bambino and win the World Series. But Fisk's home run, an iconic moment in baseball history, was 50 years ago on this night. And I was just talking to our co-worker down the hall, Max Power, who produces a Sports Daily every morning over on KFH. Max told me he was at that game.
Really?
He was in Fenway Park sitting in the bleachers that night.
How about that?
The ticket cost $7.50. And he was there to see Bernie Carbo's home run and Carlton Fisk's home run in person.
Wow.
So if you see Max Power today, I'm sure he'll tell you some good stories about that night. 50 years ago in Fenway Park, Fisk's game-winning home run in Game 6 of the World Series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate, With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.